Now, about 12 years ago or so, I did a song. I did a conference at the cathedral in the Diocese of Venice, Florida. The bishop invited me to come speak to the youth, and I did. And there was like more than 1,000 people there, but it was youth and their parents. And when I was done with my talk, a bunch of hands went up, and this woman said, "Not Taylor Swift. She's innocent and pure." And I said, "Taylor Swift is going to follow the same route as all the other female superstars. She's going to come out and be young and innocent and cute and sweet for a while, and then the switch is going to get flipped, and she's going to become trashy, talk about how much she's having sex. Every song is going to be a love song, and in it, she gave everything away to this boy, and he betrayed her, and eventually her true self is going to be known." You know, and all these people are like murmuring, like, no, Taylor Swift. And I said, okay, this is what I want. This is the deal I want to make with you. Let's say 12 years from now, 15 years from now, you're going to be able to see how bad she is and that you can't be taking your kids to her shows. And at that time, everybody that sees that I was right, I would like each one of you to send me $1,000. Because there's 1,000 of you here, and if all of you send me $1,000, I'll be a millionaire, and I'll know that I was right. And they're like, "That's never going to happen." I said, "You're never going to send me the money, or you don't think she's going to go off the rails?"
And that's where she is, you know. That's it.
That's, yeah, exactly, that's where she is. There was an article on LifeSite News. There was an interview with Father Rehill, who's the exorcist for Nashville, Tennessee, I think. And he said that no parent in good conscience can take their child to a Taylor Swift show because she does magic on stage, and that, you know, that her show is attracting a lot of demons because of the sin that's happening on the stage. Yeah. And that if your child goes there and they're not in a state of grace, they're going to end up with demonic attachment. And then when they bring that home, depending on what your family's involved in, somebody could end up getting possessed. You know, and Taylor Swift isn't the only one. There's other ones that they say the same thing about. You know, there's a black artist, and I don't know what genre of music it is, but he called upon demons to possess one of his fans on stage, and the person had a convulsion and hit the ground. I think they had to be rushed to the hospital. And that's like, you know, you hear about that stuff regularly, and yet people are like, you know, blind to that. Like, "Oh, I've never heard of that. That's new and different. Yeah. I think they're making up stories." It's like, really, you can search the news. How do they make that up?
I know. And now they're coming up more and more with these types of news things, you know, so where you can actually see it, you can actually find it. It's not it.
Right.
Maybe before.
No, I mean, it used to be, I had this favorite quote from my character, Verbal Kent, in the movie The Usual Suspects, where he said the greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist. Well, now it's the opposite. Now he's like, ta-da, here I am. You know, and it's like he's happy to be seen.